everybody, and welcome to Girl Talk. I am Nikki Next, and I'm here with my super sexy partner in crime, Serena Blair.
Hello.
Hello, hello. And we're here in the Julie Land universe.
Yay.
Today.
Yay.
Woo-hoo. Today we're going to talk about something pretty fun. If I saw Serena in a bar, I'd buy her a drink, and I'd use one of my pickup lines.
What would you say? What would you say that would make my panties wet?
Well, I would come up to you. I'd put my hand on your shoulder. And oh, excuse me, you dropped something. And then you look down and I'd say, your smile. I'd give you a cheesy look.
And then I would come back up with my resting bitch face.
And then I would be even more turned on.
Yeah.
Resting bitch face is my favorite. No, but we've heard the good ones, we've heard the bad ones, the really bad ones. But sometimes A for effort, maybe.
Have any of them ever worked on you?
Not really, because I think it depends on the guy. Like, if you're sexually attracted to someone, you want to have sex with them. So it kind of doesn't matter. So if they
could say anything and you'd just be
cute,
like, all right.
Even if they, like, bomb, like something super cheesy, but they're cute, I would go out with them. Like, oh, that was cute. Like, you tried.
Sympathy date?
Yeah, I guess it does.
Only if he's a cute nerd.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are the best pickup lines you guys have heard?
I'm a big fan of the nerdy pickup lines just because I am a nerd. And, like, in that sense, it's kind of the same thing you were saying.
Those
the A for
fun.
Effort, the
yeah.
cheesier, the better. Like, if you already know you're making it cheesy, go ahead and cheese it up because
yeah.
really
you know,
go for it.
Yeah, really, really commit.
That's better. It's better to just be super cheesy, super funny, or like super cute.
Yeah.
Don't be serious.
Yeah.
Hey baby.
Don't be serious.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Hey baby, I'll make you a star.
I do that all the time though. Like I play the creepy perv. Just it's like it's my nature.
I was just gonna say it comes natural.
It does.
It is
come
easier
naturally
for
to
girls
me.
Though, because guys, most guys can be super creeps. Please don't do that, guys. Don't be creepy. We don't like it.
So give us some samples of some lines, then. What are the funniest ones you guys have heard?
Oh, God. I like the smile one. I've had that used on me twice.
Okay.
When I was walking down the street, down the sidewalk, and a guy used it on me. But he was, I don't think he was picking me up. He was, like, doing this weird interview thing, like he had a clipboard. So he was trying to make a conversation.
Out of a pickup line?
Yeah. So he like walked by me and then he like shoved me with his shoulder.
Was he taking a psych class at the time?
Something like that, yeah. Because I was around, when I was going to Orange Coast, it was like around there. But it was so bad. And I said, oh, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm busy. And I looked at my fake watch.
Your fake watch?
I gotta go.
You're like,
excuse me.
Freckles.
So what do you guys Googled some lines? Tell us some of the lines you guys found.
Let's see.
Let's do some comparisons here.
I'm
hoping. What scares me, like, somebody's gonna hear these and go like, wow, those are really good, and then they're gonna
write
start,
it down. Everyone get their notepad ready, because
exactly.
You gotta write some of these down.
Yeah, exactly.
I like I'm not a photographer, but I can picture you and me together.
Oh God.
Because everybody in LA is a
photographer. Except me.
I really like this one. You still use Internet Explorer? You must like it nice and slow. It's like, it's so good.
So I guess if you use Google Chrome, you like it fast.
Oh, no, there's one for Google, too. Is your name Google? Because you have everything I've been searching for.
Oh, I like that.
Which is kind of romantic, actually.
That one's
so.
Decent.
That one's
yeah.
cute. I would melt a little if I heard that one.
Or like, can you imagine somebody said, do you like Bing? Because you're almost everything I'm searching for.
You got to use that one.
You know what I mean? Like, not quite. And do you like Yahoo? Well, then I guess you like, I don't know.
That's funny. That would be funny. Like pick up lines that are like just a little bit of an egg
yeah.
in there.
Just a little bit.
I wonder how many pickup lines I use on Tinder. Like in one day. There's probably a lot. People text back and forth.
Oh, God.
And then guys try to be funny.
I don't look at Tinder, so I have no idea.
I don't either.
You're not on it every day?
No.
Oh. I'm scared.
I've used it off and on, like, a couple times.
Oh, my God. And would you say you heard the pickup lines? Was it in high school? Was it in college? After?
It was, like, beginning of college.
Mostly in college for me.
Yeah. High school guys are just horny bastard. So they'll just come up to you like, hey, babe.
Let's fuck.
Ew.
And what about, have you, what's the best line you ever heard, Serene? Like, anybody ever literally use a line on you?
I'm trying to think. I know I've gotten some, but.
Most of them don't work.
Right now, I can't think of any in particular that have actually been used on me.
This is because none of them
were. Yeah, because none of them were really all that effective.
They're just like novelty. I think now they've sort of turned into novelty. It's what like, would, okay, come on.
My advice always to guys is just to walk up and say, hello, my name is.
Yeah.
Well, see, the problem with that is if you're a guy walking up to me, I'm just going to be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Why are you here?
Hi.
Go away. Is that your girlfriend? What's her name?
Have you ever been recognized?
I haven't.
Not yet.
Well, okay, no, actually, technically, but it was a friend. It wasn't like a stranger. It was some of my dance friends were apparently big Kink fans, and I didn't know that. And then they like came up to me after one night of dancing, and they're like, "You're really great." and I'm like, "What? Oh, thanks."
Oops.
It is weird to get noticed though, because I know girls are like, "Oh, I was at the airport, and these guys came up to me, and they're like, oh, I love your videos, baby."
God. That's a good pickup line.
Not creepy at all.
No, yeah, and that's a very specific thing is when you do porn, you get like these really weird pickup lines that are like, so how much would it cost to take you to dinner?
Yeah. How much
excuse
for the night?
Me?
Like, hey, babe.
Hey, ooh, I love your website.
Yeah. I jacked off to your porno 5 times, and I'm still a virgin,
and I'm from Italy.
Say it
like, I jacked off like 5 times,
and then you're like, so how am I supposed to react to this? I mean, so now that I know that you jacked off to it 5 times, I'm just gonna rush right over there and take all my clothes off and fuck your brains out because
let's
of
do
that.
It.
Do you think? Do you? I mean, I know because I get all the emails and I get to read them for like Bobby and
stuff. Isn't it fun?
It's pretty weird what guys can say, and I'm sure that they know none of it's gonna work, but they just gotta say it anyways. But like, do you feel like though? Like, I don't even know if you would you. Do you think they're serious when they say these things? Or do you think
I think so.
When it's a 5-page long email, it better be fucking serious.
Yeah. I think they're all serious. Because they took the time, they're like, I'm gonna write this girl, she's gonna see it, she's gonna like me, or she's gonna appreciate it.
Right.
And then you read it and it's like, oh.
And
my
you know,
God.
I secretly appreciate it a little bit. Some of them
a little bit
when they're well
written
or it's like
I think when they're polite, I think
when
it's
they're
great.
Very polite
no.
and respectful, it's nice, but
No dick pics.
Yeah, no dick pics.
No dick pics.
Do you ever get guys picking you up on webcamming, asking you out for dates and dinners and things like that?
Not like for real.
Right.
But I've had a few people ask me like, how much would it cost for a dinner or a weekend or whatever. But no one who actually thought it would be like a legitimate.
Right.
Thing. Yeah, this isn't going to be a thing, guys.
They're just flirting. I found a funny one. Do you have a Band-Aid? Because I just scraped my knee falling for you.
Aww. That one's so cute, though.
I like that one. Can you imagine, though? Like, especially... I just love the idea, especially if you already have a cut. They're like, you just like, oh, do you have a band?
And like, oh, that's let me, cute.
Can I kiss your boo-boo?
Yeah.
God. I'll make it better. But I'm trying to think. I haven't like actually gone and dated a guy that's come up to me and used a pickup line. I've only, the guys that I've dated, we've met like in college and school or somewhere else. And then
not
just,
like not off a lot, not at some stranger at a bar.
Not at a bar, not anything like that. And I've never had a one night stand, so I don't.
Yeah.
I don't do like the like, oh, I've found a stranger at a bar and we're just gonna fuck and he's never gonna call me again. Like I've always secretly wanted to do that, but I've never done it.
Ugh.
I just want to do it once. I want to get it out of my system.
Yeah.
Any takers?
Any lines?
We need a stranger.
Exactly.
Got a willing whore here.
Yeah. Like, you got to come up to me and use a cheesy pickup line.
Yeah, exactly. It has to be a good one, though.
It has to be one that's like, hey, I was listening to your show. That would help. That would help because then you'd be like, wow.
It also helps if you emphasize the fact that you were jacking off to it.
Yeah.
Because that's just so flattering.
Probably.
Exactly.
And then I pull him into the bathroom and I pull his pants down.
Go on.
Yes. Yeah. To be continued. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Let's keep going.
Let me find another one.
Find some more.
Hey, girl. You gotta preface all of them with, hey, girl. Did you sit in a pile of sugar? Because you have a pretty sweet ass.
Oh, I gotta think of one. Oh
my God.
There was one, my little cousin, bless his heart, he's like 12 years old. He comes up with funny ones. Like he says, oh, I thought of one. And I go, do you use them on the girls at school? He goes, oh, I would never do that. Is my penis just died. Can I bury it in your ass?
What?
That's a 12-year-old? From a kid. He heard it somewhere in school. And I was like, I was sitting there with my mouth open. Where did you hear that?
Holy shit.
You're supposed to call his mom at that point. Slap him upside the head.
Yeah.
Wash his mouth out with soap.
I know.
Bless horrible. His heart.
Oh my gosh.
Or
what grade is that? Like 7th, 8th grade?
12th is, it's like 7th grade.
Yeah.
I think he's in 8th grade now. Yeah.
Kids today.
Oh, God.
His other one is, if I was a fly, I'd land on you first, because you're the shit.
That one's cute.
That one's better.
I like that one.
That's good. And he sits in the back of the car, and he goes, oh, I thought of another one.
Why isn't he here?
He's actually pretty hilarious. I love that kid.
Wow.
But he seems to learn a lot in school, so good for him.
Wow.
I've got one for you. If you ever meet a guy who you really want to bone.
Oh, God.
And he's a Harry Potter fan.
Oh, no.
Yes.
You can tell him, I want to Ron your Weasley.
That's so bad.
Do you know how excited he would get?
Right? His Weasley would get so excited.
Bing, oh back God. To Bing. We're back to Bing.
Back to Bing.
And it comes full circle.
Bing.
Wow. So, any pickup lines that you ever hear from girls?
No.
Girls
are smarter than that.
Yeah.
Would you ever use a pickup line on a girl?
You have nice
Absolutely.
Boobs.
Absolutely. Because I totally play that creepy perv. Like I'm.
What would you say to a girl that you were like trying to hit on?
Well, what I just said to Nikki earlier, which was, did it hurt when you fell from heaven? Because you look like an angel.
Oh, my God.
But I do it in the very sarcastic way. You know, my goal is to make a girl laugh, not actually
sarcasm
pick her
is
up
always
with
fun.
It.
Yeah. I would just say, hey, you have nice boobs.
Yeah, I usually just go for the grab.
Want a kiss?
You like
boobies.
Go for the old. Just start complimenting them on everything.
You have really nice boobs.
I'm actually the worst flirt ever. So
I'm like in public situations. I'm super awkward. So I'm probably a terrible flirt. But I like when guys come up. I like when guys come up to the woman and they start the conversation.
And what? And have when's the last time that happened?
Last Tuesday.
Okay.
No.
That's like everybody just goes like, hey, hi, how are you? What are you up to? Let's start a conversation.
Nothing.
Maybe that's the opening line. Hey, you want to start a conversation?
Or like if a guy's standing behind you in line, like if you're at Starbucks and he starts a conversation with you. Sometimes it's annoying, but if he's cute, maybe. I'll keep it going.
Guys do that?
Yeah.
When I go to Starbucks, I don't want to talk to anybody. Just give me my coffee and
Most
let me
Most people
alone.
Are on their phone.
Yeah.
I purposely wear my headphones, even if I'm not listening to music. So people won't talk to me.
I know.
And it's...
I do that on the plane.
Yeah. Because I'm just like, why the fuck are you talking to me? Like, I don't... Yeah. And I think also it's an LA thing. Growing up here, like, when I moved to Northern California, people just were like, why are you such a bitch? And I'm like...
Yeah, don't you think... I think people outside of LA are a lot nicer. They'll say, hello, how are you? Hello. Here, if you're walking and somebody says hello, you're kind of like, what's your problem?
Yeah. Even walking to my car this morning, some woman in the parking structure where I live or where my mom lives said hi to me. And I was just like, what? Why is she talking? I looked behind me to see if there was someone else.
It's weird that way, though. It's so weird when, like, I'm not saying... It's really bad, but there are definitely people are more friendlier in NoCal than they are in SoCal.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because I know when I moved here, there was a different culture in that sense. In NoCal, people definitely are. You could walk somewhere and see people. Hey, hello. There's this, I don't know, just nice.
It's like a small town mentality.
A little bit. But then here, everybody's like, you say hello and they look at you like, what do you want? Like,
it's one of the things that's so telling for me about our culture here in LA is the fact that nowhere else do people wear sunglasses inside. People in LA never take their fucking sunglasses off their faces.
It's nighttime.
I know.
I gotta wear my sunglasses.
I do it too, but it's just, it's so unique to hear.
Yeah. It's funny. And like people walk through the grocery store in sunglasses and never
I do it up in NorCal
off.
And they look at that, me like I'm
see,
so
I
crazy.
Do that. I do that, but my sunglasses are prescription so I can see.
That's what I do
Otherwise
too.
Otherwise I can't see.
That's okay. That's an exception.
So should I wear some sort of sign that says these are prescription sunglasses?
I'm not a douche.
I'm nobody.
These are prescriptions.
These are prescriptions.
Just a little handicap badge.
I'm telling you, maybe that's what I need to do because I don't want to come off like I'm Mr. Cool because I'm not. But that's the other thing about LA. I know we're sidebarring here to LA, but I always tell people in LA, the other thing is weird here is that if you ever walk into a place, like a restaurant, especially like you walk into a restaurant, everybody looks at you because they want to see, is that somebody famous? They look at you. Oh, no, it's not. Never mind. Go back to food. And they go back to their food. But like everybody you walk in, they all look at you. Takes them about a second or two to go, you're nobody. Never mind. And they go back to their food.
It is weird. It doesn't happen anywhere else.
Mm-mm. No. And yeah, it doesn't happen anywhere else.
Have you ever seen a famous person at a restaurant?
All the time.
Every day?
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah, but in LA, like.
Doesn't happen to me a lot.
All the time.
Sometimes.
There used to be a restaurant I used to go to all the time. There was always somebody there.
There was one time I was at the Ivy in Beverly Hills and have you ever been there? They have glass tables.
Yep.
And Keanu Reeves comes in and he's like dressed in like full Matrix garb.
Nuh-uh.
Yes. Like, I don't know if it was actually Matrix garb, but he was all black, like had a long coat on. Like he looked like he was straight off the Matrix set. Sits down, eats lunch at this like a table meant for like six people by himself. Yep. Like quietly, and I was having lunch with my friend, and then he gets up and the table just shatters, like glass everywhere.
No
and he just
way.
Like calmly walks
motion?
Away.
It Did was, it happen it was, in slow
like,
motion?
It, in my head, it happened in slow motion. I was just like, what the fuck is happening? Like, that was one of the weirdest, and I've encountered a lot of celebrities growing up in LA, yeah. And that was one of the weirdest, like, celebrity
that is really weird.
Instances. He just like, and it was, he was, the weird thing is he was so calm about
it. Yeah, he wasn't shocked. He didn't go, oh my God.
No, he stood up and it was like the table just spontaneously shattered everywhere.
Wow.
And he's like in his Matrix garb and I'm like, are we in a movie
like
right now?
No food got on him, nothing
spilled? No. And he just like casually walked away.
Did he have his sunglasses on?
He did. Okay. Of course he did. It's LA.
Yeah, there was a time you used to see Keanu around here all the time in Beverly Hills and
really?
In Hollywood.
I've never seen him.
All the time. Used to see him all
I want to see him walk in slow motion down the street.
It was weird.
Yeah. That is a weird one. That is a weird one.
Well, we've heard a lot of crazy pickup lines, but that's it for today. I want to thank you guys for listening, and super thank you to Serena Blair.
Very welcome.
Ooh, so where can we find you, Serena?
You can find me on Twitter at SexySerenaB, and it's the same handle for Instagram as well. And you can also check out my official blog, SerenaBlair.com, presented by the one and only Julie Land.
Woo!
Woo-hoo! You can find me on iHeartNikki.com, iHeartNikki, and Twitter and Instagram at It's Nikki Next. Where can we find you, Dick?
Nowhere. Sleeping.
He's sleeping. All right. Goodbye. We'll see you guys later.
Toodles.